Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
And thank you all for tuning in, and welcome to another episode of Mystery Frequency. I just want to remind everybody the best way to reach out to me, my email, mysteryfrequencypodcast@gmail.com, my social media, Mystery Freak, F-R-E-Q on Twitter, Mystery Frequency on Instagram, and the comments on Spotify. And please check out the descriptions for links to everything related to the show. And while you're there, if you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to follow, review, and rate. The higher the rating, the easier it is for people to find this podcast and enjoy these great stories. Now with all that, please enjoy the show.
The most delightfully fascinating character in the realms of mystery, Charlie Chan. Charlie Chan had been invited to Pineview by Dudley Ward to assist the millionaire in locating a son, whom Ward had reason to believe had been born to Landini following her divorce from Ward. Inspector Chan finds an amazing gathering. Landini herself, Ryder, Romano, Dr. Swan, and Ward, all at various times having been married to Landini. The Honolulu detective finds also Hugh Beaton and his sister Leslie. And while Landini's plane is landing at Ward's landing field, a shot rings out, and Landini is found murdered. Sheriff Holt arrives, and after questioning the group, orders everyone to remain in the house. Charlie Chan retires to his room. He stands looking out the window at the snow-covered landscape, when suddenly he sees a figure leave the house. Swiftly but silently, Chan makes his way downstairs. A front door opens to his touch. He watches the figure disappear behind the shrubbery, and running silently on the snow, he skirts the bushes, spreads wide his arms, and catching the figure, stares down into the wrinkled face of Ah Sing.
Ah, Sing. Tai Zhen de Gao did it, didn't
I? Oh, Domin. What's matter you? Ah, Sing, go look and see automobile house all properly close up. Oh, too much work in this place. No can do. No can do.
Is that you, Inspector Chan?
Yes, Sheriff, it is. I'm at present busily engaged in questioning Ah Sing.
Ah Sing, eh? What are you doing out after I warned you not to leave the house?
Oh, and I suppose I'm not going to leave a house. No can eat. No can sleep. No can do nothing. Every night more than the 40 year. Sing, he leave him house. Go look him, see everything, all lock him up. Now you, You all the same little boy speak to me, no can do. Suppose I sing, he speak to you. Why you no go bed, sleep like another man, huh?
You forget, I sing, that we are trying to solve a murder. Trying, with little success, I must admit, to find who killed Madame Landini.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, me forget. The missy dead. Yeah, poor bad. Yeah.
While believing that human brain functions more perfectly in cool climate, I find present degree of cold has numbing effects. Can we not continue this discussion inside house?
A good suggestion, Inspector. Come along, Ah Sing.
Or me go look at see automobile house or lock him up.
You have the keys, Sing?
Oh, yeah. Plenty key got.
We shall accompany you, Ah Sing.
You like a catch 'em call? All right. Plenty snow in this place.
We shall accompany you. You lead way, please.
You have an idea?
No, but after turmoil of evening, such a thing as seeing that garage is locked seems insignificant trifle. But habits of lifetime, good or bad, are difficult to break. The wolf may lose his teeth, but his thoughts remain the same.
Then you don't have any hopes of learning anything from Ah Sing.
Who knows? Even the blind pig finds an acorn once in a while.
Now, the automobile house, you all fix them tight. Can go inside house now.
Very good, Ah Sing. We go to study.
Me go to study?
Yes, Ah Sing.
Me go to bed. Oh, what's the matter, you? Ah Sing, get up 4 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock, morning. Now you speak in this time, go study.
The study is a more comfortable place in which to discuss matters of import than standing out here in the snow. Please lead the way to the study.
All right. We go on the back stair, more quicker. Oh, too much work in this place, too much work.
There are 3 things, Sheriff, I want to determine before we consider this day's work finished.
And these are?
Fingerprints.
Yes.
Time element.
Which time element?
I shall explain later. I see we're at the back entrance.
And let me go first and switch them on the lights.
One moment, if you please, Ah Sing.
Hmm?
These are the back stairs to which Cecile referred when she said that she had passed Mr. Ward.
Yes, Mr. Policeman. These are all the same stairs.
And you did not have to come down these stairs to fetch the blanket for Madame Landini's dog, Trouble.
No. Blanket he stay, stop not a bloodloom.
Then you did not see Cecile.
Oh, Tom, and this is number 3 times you ask me all the same question. I sing to tell you all the same before. No see Cecile.
All right, Ah Sing. You may go to bed now. Good night. And thank you so much.
Good night.
You're going into the study?
Yes.
Well, you didn't seem to get much information from Ah Sing.
No, nothing except confirmation.
Confirmation?
Yes. That Ah Sing is lying.
How? What do you mean?
According to Ah Sing, Madame Landini sent him for the blanket before the plane landed.
Yes, that's true.
And you remember that Ah Sing came into the room with the blanket while we were all standing around looking at Landini's body.
Yes, I see. You mean it took Ah Sing a long time to find the blanket?
Precisely. An extraordinary long time to find that blanket.
Oh, but shucks, Mr. Chan. I've known Ah Sing since I was old enough to know anyone. He never killed Landini. I'll admit he's kind of evasive, but that's his way. He's been more of a boss around here than Mr. Ward.
Yeah. What one might call a privileged servant.
That's it. I am surprised at one thing. That's, well, he didn't open his heart up as much as I thought he would. You being, well, him and you.
You mean because we are both Chinese?
Yes.
My friend, the fishes, though deep in the water, may be hooked. The birds, though high in the air, may be shot. Man's heart only is out of our reach.
What are you doing there?
I've been examining lid of yellow on red box and lid of red on yellow box. Examining same for fingerprints.
Yes, and you found?
No fingerprints. They've been wiped clean. Come. We examined doorknob on door leading to adjoining room through which murderer must have entered.
Yes, but Inspector, lots of people may have used that door.
True. But only murderer would lock same behind him Or her.
Well, there ought to be enough fingerprints on that doorknob for any police identification bureau.
Now, a little more lamp black. Applied thusly and...
What is it?
There are no prints.
But there should be.
Alas, too many people read detective stories nowadays. Everybody have fingerprint complex, no? Pleasure of tracking down criminal by means of fingerprints in this case is denied us. What are you thinking? You stand in attitude of deep meditation.
No, me? Thinking of Ah Sing. I sort of hate to admit it, but you know, he's the only one who doesn't have an alibi.
Like you, I have extreme distaste for admitting it. But must confess, the same thought has been recurring with regularity of ticking of watch.
Just the same, I'd go kind of slow. I know it's against your number one rule, but I can't think that Ah Sing is guilty.
Slow, yes. He who moves slowly has ample time to read signposts. We will pay due attention to signposts.
Meaning that you won't arrest him? Ah Sing, I mean?
No, not immediately. We will be patient. And remember that in due time, the mulberry leaf becomes silk.
If waiting for the mulberry leaf to become silk means waiting for Ah Sing to say something proving his guilt, I think we'll have a long wait.
While admitting that alibi for Ah Sing is lacking, I also am reminded that motive of sufficient importance is equally lacking. While I am detective, I should feel guilty of indefinable something at having to place under arrest one of my own countrymen, especially one who has served faithfully and well a gentleman like Mr. Ward and...
What's wrong, Inspector? What are you staring at?
I'm staring at overturned vanity bench in adjoining room.
Yes?
We are guilty, both of us, guilty of carelessness. Before, when we searched this room in which Miss Beaton arranged her hair and powdered her nose, what did you think of overturned vanity bench?
I naturally thought that Miss Beaton had upset it when she jumped up, when she heard the shot.
Yes, naturally. Both of us thought so naturally. Naturally as opposed to scientifically. Think, Mr. Sheriff. And I'm not being humorous. I'm deadly serious. Were you to sit at a dressing table arranging hair, which way would you face?
Why, toward the mirror.
And jumping in hurry, a terrifying sound of shot, vanity bench would land there?
No. Oh, I see now. It wouldn't. It would lie the other way. Oh, but even so, is that important?
We are agreed that murderer gained access to study through balcony door?
Yes.
And undoubtedly murderer entered room in dark?
I'm with you.
And in crossing room in dark, murderer tripped over bench. Maybe tomorrow somebody have pretty sore knees.
I hope so. Even if infection sets in, it'll be all right with me.
Listen.
I thought I heard something a moment ago.
In the hallway. Somebody hurt.
Oh, no, can do. No, can do.
What has happened here?
He's been struck down, beaten.
Ah, Sing. Who has done this thing to you? Who attacked you?
Oh, no, can tell. No, can see.
Switch on life, Sheriff.
Doing it, Inspector.
All bedroom doors closed.
Perhaps we'd better waken Mr. Ward.
Yes, it is better, I think, that he know of this.
Yes. Well, what is it?
Will you be pleased to come into hall, Mr. Ward?
Yes, right away.
Feel better now, Sing?
Oh, let them all light there.
Good heavens. Who did this? What happened?
We find your servant almost unconscious from blow in the face.
A blow? Why, who...
Oh, what's the matter, your boss? You crazy? You walking around and no bathrobe, no slipper? You catch him cold. Die, maybe.
Never mind that. Who hit you, Sing?
Oh, how me know? Plenty big man and no can see. No light in a hallway.
What were you doing here?
Me doing? Oh, they say me all the time, you work. Look, I see flyers. Oh, too much you work in this place.
Well, run along to bed, Sing. You'll be all right now.
Yes, Sing. Old man should not consort with ruffians. You had better go to bed, too, Mr. Ward, or you will catch cold.
I suppose so. Well, good night.
Good night.
Did you see Ah Sing? See him as he walked down the passageway?
Yes, walking with limp, a decidedly bad limp. But whether from so recent attack or falling over vanity bench, who can say?
Things do look bad for Ah Sing. No alibi at the time of the murder. Opportunity? Yes. And now this.
But somehow we can't believe Ah Sing guilty, and we don't believe that Inspector Chan really does either. After you have heard from your sponsor, Inspector Chan will be with us again with one of his appropriate Chinese sayings. What do you have for us this evening, Inspector Chan?
I've been thinking of Ah Sing's unwavering devotion to Mr. Ward, and I felt that a remark on friendship might be appropriate.
I'm certain it will, Inspector Chan.
Many years ago in my country, a disciple of Confucius was asked to define friendship. He said, "To measure eternity is a task easier by far than that of appraising the value of friends."
I know that I agree with him, Inspector. Thank you, and good night.
Good night, Mr. Wilson.
The most delightfully fascinating character in the realms of mystery, Charlie Chan. Little did Charlie Chan think, when he was invited to Pine View by Dudley Ward to assist in tracing the millionaire's son, that he would be called upon to find the murderer of Ellen Landini, Ward's divorced wife and mother of his missing son. Of suspected murderers, there are plenty. Ryder, Romano, Dr. Swan, ex-husbands of Landini's, all had motives. So, too, has pretty Leslie Beaton, whose brother was Landini's latest acquisition. Young Don Holt, the sheriff, arrives, and after questioning the group, both he and Inspector Chan retire for a few hours' rest. It is morning. Lake Tahoe sparkles under the rising sun. The gloominess of the night before is somewhat dispelled with the coming of day. And as far as Don Holt is concerned, more dispelled as he walks out to the sun porch and finds Leslie Beaton already at breakfast.
Good morning, Miss Beaton.
Oh, good morning, Sheriff. Are you going to share breakfast with me here on the sun porch, or are you going to breakfast with the others?
Can't think of anything nicer than having breakfast with you. No matter where.
A very pretty speech, Sheriff. But hardly to be used to one under suspicion of murder.
Oh, shucks, Miss Beaton. Don't let that worry you. Anyway, I don't believe you're guilty.
Better not let Inspector Chan hear you talking this way.
I don't believe the inspector believes any different. Pretty nice fellow Inspector Chan is, and smart. Don't worry. He'll find the murderer all right.
I'd like to thank you for what you did for me last night.
Well, anything I can do... Well, that is, it isn't too much out of line with the job of sheriff. Ah, there's Inspector Chan.
Good morning, Inspector.
Good morning. May I be permitted to remark, Miss Beaton, that you look very lovely this morning.
Oh, thank you, Inspector. I did think for a while that I was going to have to appear in an evening gown, but Cecile helped me out. Not at all a bad fit, do you think?
Opinion expressed by me on question of feminine fashions would be as useful as telescope in hands of blind man. However, we'll admit that it looks, in my humble opinion, leave nothing to be desired.
Well, what's the order of the day, Inspector?
Well, first, there are certain questions I desire to ask of Cecile.
You won't have to wait long for Cecile. She's bringing me some French toast for breakfast.
Oh, excellent. Then I fear we shall have the unpleasant interview with Mr. Ryder. After that, we shall proceed to question Cook before putting little dog trouble on plane of Madame Landini.
I don't get the idea of the dog at all, Inspector. I guess it's all right.
My plan is at present no more than guess. But if I am not mistaken, we shall have taken big stride over a difficult place in our upward climb.
Here's Cecile.
Good morning, Cecile.
Good morning, Monsieur Inspecteur.
Cecile, I wish to ask you one or two questions.
But of course, Monsieur Inspecteur, that is to be expected.
The night of the murder, when last I saw you, Madame Landini had just asked you to fetch a blanket for her dog.
Your pardon, Monsieur. That one, Landini, never asked one single thing. She always ordered. And me? Me, Monsieur, I frankly refused to get that blanket.
Yeah, quite so, Cecile. And so you asked Arsene to fetch blanket?
Your pardon again, Monsieur, but I did not see Arsene. I went to the kitchen and stayed there till I heard the shot.
Hmm. The cook was there all that time? The entire time?
But yes, Monsieur Inspector, all of the time.
Then the cook could not possibly have killed Madame Landini?
C'est impossible, Monsieur. C'est ridiculous. The cook, she could not have killed Madame any more than I can.
Oh, thank you so much. That is all, Cecile.
Monsieur will have breakfast? I think he has injured leg, so this morning I am out with the breakfast.
Ah, yes. Arsene. Breakfast, Cecile, yes. I shall partake of one glass of orange juice when I go to kitchen to interview cook. Man of my ample proportions must sacrifice likes on the altar of health, you know.
And you, Monsieur Sheriff, only orange juice?
Oh, I should say not. I'll have ham and eggs and an orange juice. I've got a hard day ahead of me.
Eh bien, Monsieur. Oh, the eggs. You like them one way or two ways, cook?
One way. Oh, I see. Yes, turn them over. Two ways.
Eh bien, Monsieur.
Ah, I see Mr. Ryder. I wish to ask him a few questions.
Want me with you, Inspector?
No, for a few minutes. Join us in study after breakfast.
Okay, Inspector.
Good morning, Mr. Ryder.
Good morning, Chan.
Mr. Ryder? May I ask you to step upstairs to study for a few moments?
Now, really, Chan, don't you think this question and answer business has gone far enough?
You are suggesting that we consider the matter of Madame Landini's murder closed and, like snap of fingers, permit murderer to escape?
Oh, certainly not. But the properly constituted authorities can take care of everything very nicely. Not, of course, that I deny your ability or anything.
Mr. Halt, so sorry to disturb breakfast. Mr. Ryder declines to be questioned without the presence of duly authorized persons.
Now listen here.
Enough, please. We go to the study.
And supposing I refuse?
The entire affair is out of my hands. Proper procedure, I believe, by properly constituted authority, would be to arrest you as material witness.
You wouldn't dare.
Sorry, Mr. Ryder, but that's where you're wrong. I'm not hankering after arresting anybody, but if I have to, I have to. That's all.
You see, Mr. Ryder, no matter how hard the snake may try to swallow itself, the tail will always stick in the throat. The conversational circle which we have just completed has taken longer than the questioning to which you object. But here we are, study.
Well, then, out with it. What do you want to know now?
Mr. Ryder, you definitely stated last night that you were not in study until after Landini's death?
And I still say so, and you can't prove otherwise.
Mr. Ryder, here on desk is part of burned letter. Also, envelope. Same were retrieved from fireplace. Sheriff will tell you to whom same was addressed.
The letter is addressed to Mr. John Ryder. Urgent, private. and a bold hand, but it doesn't look like a man's handwriting.
Mr. Ryder will tell you whose writing it is.
It is. Yes, it's Ellen Landini's.
Correct. Addressed to you as private and urgent. Torn open, letter removed. Who would do that, Mr. Ryder?
How should I know?
Not many in this house. No gentleman. Surely no lady. Such would not tear open letter of another. No, Mr. Ryder. It appears to me that there is only one person who would open that letter.
Who?
Yourself.
A natural inference, perhaps. However, if you were correct, which you are not, what of it? Don't forget that I was standing with you when Landini was killed.
That, Mr. Ryder, is what I am beginning to doubt. That is all just now. Thank you so much. Come, Sheriff. We will indulge in a few pleasantries with Cook. I'm certain if her cooking is a gauge, that she will be a more pleasant person to interrogate.
Really, Inspector, do you think that letter is so very important?
I can only surmise. I think said letter is as important in matter of links in chain of evidence as fatal bullet or little dog trouble.
You've got me completely buffaloed with this dog trouble business. I don't see where on earth the dog can have any bearing on clearing up this mystery.
You have heard the expression, the dog knows when his master is sick?
Yes, I think I have. Anyway, I know it's true.
We shall in a few minutes test again the truth of that statement. And, oh, there's the cook.
Oh, Mrs. O'Farrell, I'm Don Hope, sheriff of the county, and this is Inspector Chan of the Honolulu Police.
Oh, Honolulu, eh? Sure got here quick.
Honest, if I may say so. Last evening, I had pleasure of sampling your cooking, and I bow to you in humble congratulations.
You talk real nice.
Sterner topics now engage us. You know, of course, what happened?
That I do. Murder. And I don't hold with it.
Well, none of us hold with it. Tell me, you were here when Madame Landini's plane approached?
And that I was. A dinner like last night's no joke. What with our thing out and in like a will-o'-the-wisp. And the little dog there a-crying and a-whimpering with fear and fright.
Frightened, was he?
Oh, yes, that he was. But no more than I was after I heard of the murder. I'll no rest in me bed till the fiend be caught. You'll move as fast as you can, I hope.
We must collect at leisure what we may use in haste. The fool only in a hurry drinks his tea with a fork. And Cecile, she was here?
Yes, standing there in the back stairs, waiting for something.
And this is the little dog, asleep, poor little Trouble.
Yes, him lying there so quiet and peaceful-like, not knowing that his mistress is gone.
What's that?
That is Island, the pilot, is warming up Landini's plane. I told him he was to go to Reno. Look, look, Sheriff.
What?
Trouble, the dog, wagging his tail. Overjoyed, the sound of the plane. Overjoyed at the idea of an aeroplane trip.
Faith, that's different from the way he was acting last night.
Yes, Trouble is not afraid to go in plane. Truly was it said, the dog knows when the master is ill.
What on earth do you mean?
The reason Trouble was fearful and frightened when the plane was over the house last night was not because he was frightened by plane, but because he knew that his mistress was already dead.
But the shot you heard?
The shot we heard was not the shot which killed Landini. Landini was already dead.
Well, that places a different complexion on the whole case. If the shot the group heard was not the fatal shot, then all are under suspicion again. The case is wide open. After you have heard from your sponsor, Inspector Chan will be with us again.
Well, Mr. Chan, what treat do you have in store for us tonight?
I have been thinking a great deal about the little dog Trouble. You see, Mr. Wilson, dumb animals have great gift of nature. Instinctively, they know their friends. It has been well said that man, though kind of feature, open-handed in generosity, and voluble with good words, is to be avoided if same is shunned by dogs.
So that sometimes dogs may be better judges of human beings than men, huh?
Very often that is the case, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Inspector Chan. And good night.
Good night, Mr. Wilson.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
The most delightfully fascinating character in the realms of mystery, Charlie Chan. Charlie Chan is engaged in one of the most baffling murder mysteries of his long career. At Pine View, near beautiful Lake Tahoe, Landini, the noted opera singer, has been murdered. Of clues, there are none. Of motives, plenty. Ward, owner of Pine View, Ryder, Swan, and Romano, all at various times married to Landini, hated her. Leslie Beaton, too, hated Landini because the singer had attached herself to Leslie's brother, Hugh, a promising young singer. The greatest advance made in arriving at a solution is the discovery that the shot heard by all was not the shot which killed Landini. And while the doctor is examining the body, Chan and Sheriff Holt are in a bedroom discussing their discovery.
I deeply regret to say, Sheriff, that our investigations to this moment are about equivalent to opening of empty sack.
But, Inspector, don't you think we might be jumping to conclusions?
No, my young friend. We have been jumping to conclusions. Now we are finished. From now on, we become scientific. Much as I dislike term.
You're absolutely satisfied that the shot they and you heard is not the shot that killed Landini?
Even the certainty that at the end of road we shall lie with the bones of our forefathers is not more certain. Observe. Miss Beaton is sitting in Mr. Ward's room. Shot is drowned by noise of Landini's plane over house. Murderer leaves study by balcony door, locks same behind him or her, and makes escape by room formerly used by Madame Landini.
But, Inspector, he couldn't.
Or she, Do not dismiss possibility of she.
All right. He or she couldn't do that without being seen by Leslie, Miss Beaton, as she left Mr. Ward's room.
Precisely.
So that Leslie...
You must either accept my theory that a time shot was heard, Landini was already dead, or else accept fact that Miss Beaton either is murderous or lies.
And I can't believe that girl would do either.
Permit me to say, my young friend, that in this case, I am fully prepared to eliminate my own number one rule. I do not believe that she did.
Doggone it, Inspector. You don't... You can't know how good it makes me feel to hear you say that.
But I do. I am fully understanding the rapid growth of affection on your part for a lovely lady. It would cause me much suffering and pain to be placed in distasteful position of having to arrest Miss Beaton or Ah Sing. When person like Ah Sing has served honorably and long, family like Mr. Ward, placing of handcuffs on same is heartbreaking duty.
Yeah, I know how you feel, Inspector. Dad's told me more than once about some arrest he's made.
However, our problem is more than that. Do not forget that if we do not solve mystery, other police will come. And if findings are same as ours, which is necessarily so, then Miss Beaton's arrest is inevitable result.
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking about that, and it worries me.
So you see, we have double incentive to solve murder. First, to catch criminal. Second, to do so rapidly to save Miss Beaton torture of arrest and possible trial.
One thing sticks in my mind, Inspector.
Yes.
No one heard a cry, no quarrel, no sound of a scuffle. Now, Landini must have been killed almost without her having known it.
You are forgetting. Madame Landini was shot from in front. Could not possibly have been killed without seeing murderer. Mm-hmm. No, I humbly submit different idea.
Shoot, I'm listening.
Mr. Ward insists that Madame Landini could not possibly be in fear of bodily harm. Assume, if you please, that is so. Then murderer, being totally unsuspected by victim, could approach quite closely, and murder would be committed without outcry, words, or struggle.
Yeah, that's true, all right.
Unfortunately, yes. Face a false friend will not betray innermost workings of heart any more than inexperienced eye of novice can detect the brass beneath the gold.
But there's one thing not accounted for in your theory.
There are probably many things not accounted for in my theory. One of them brought to light will indeed be welcome assistance.
Well, if, as you say, Madame Landini would not be likely to suspect the murderer, how come the murderer was able to use Landini's own gun?
How did the murderer use Landini's own gun? Sheriff, you have administered to this blundering Honolulu detective well-deserved reproof. In the words of a young son, of which I have many, one at present attending University of Hawaii, he would say, "You have said mouthful." Come, the doctor. He should have finished examination of body by now. We will go to study and investigate that statement you have just made, which is somewhat in nature of proverbial bombshell. There is our host, Mr. Ward. You were looking for us, Mr. Ward?
Yes, I was. The doctor has finished his examination. He asked if he could talk to you.
Yeah, we were on the way to study at this precise moment.
Tell me, Inspector, are you any nearer a solution?
So sorry, Mr. Ward, but if truth were known, we are farther from solution.
I'm afraid I don't quite understand you.
In privacy of study, I shall explain. I note Cecile, our seeing in passage. Better for a moment that this remain our secret.
Oh, hello there, Doc. Finished?
Yes. Do come in, please. Well, I've made an examination, although the coroner would, of course, want to make another. Poor Landini. I knew her as a young bride in this house, and she comes back to it to die. Oh, well. The bullet gentleman entered about 4 inches below the shoulder and pursued a downward course. Perhaps the person who fired stood over her. Perhaps she was on her knees.
On her knees. But what on earth would Ellen be doing on her knees?
Answer to that question, Mr. Ward, or any other array of puzzling questions, might be solution we so ardently seek. Tell me, Doctor, was death, in your opinion, instantaneous? Or could Lady have taken a step or two after being wounded?
Well, I can tell you that better after we've probed for the bullet. All I can say is, there is a chance that she did move after the shot.
Yeah, I understand, Doctor. Thank you so much.
Goodbye, Doc. See you later.
Yes, Don. Bye, Mr. Ward.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Mr. Ward, we, Sheriff and I, have made somewhat significant discovery.
Yes?
Shot which we heard is not shot which killed Madame Landini.
What?
Sorry, but that seems to be case. Must now revise our findings.
But I fail to grasp the situation. If the shot we heard...
That shot, Mr. Ward, was fired to mislead everyone as to the time the murder was committed.
Precisely. Now we find ourselves in position of having to question everybody as to activities previous to sound of shot. Be so good as to ask Miss Beaton, also Cecile, to step into study.
Certainly.
Observe, if you please, Mr. Holt, any hesitancy of either Miss Beaton or Cecile in answering very simple questions that I shall ask.
I'll watch, Inspector.
We are dealing with very short interval of time. Time taken by me, in fact, to walk from this room to Mr. Ryder's room and until arrival of plane. Possibly 4 minutes, not more. Come in, please.
Miss Beaton and Cecile.
Cecile, Madame Landini sent you for a blanket for a little dog Trouble. You went to backstairs, past Mr. Ward. How long before you heard shot?
Monsieur Inspector, let me think. Perhaps 5 minutes, perhaps.
It took you 5 minutes to go from here? Oh, surely not.
No, monsieur, I stood on the back stairs listening to my husband make fool of himself in that plane. He make big show for Landini.
Miss Beaton, did you see Cecile pass the door to the room in which you were seated before mirror?
Yes, Mr. Chan.
She did not return?
I did not see her.
Miss Beaton, answer this question, please, very carefully. Did you see anyone else pass the door to that room immediately previous to hearing of shot?
Must I answer that, Inspector?
I'm sorry, Miss Beaton, but you must.
Monsieur,
Yes, Cecile?
Nothing, Monsieur Inspector.
Miss Beaton?
Yes, Inspector. I did see someone leave the room.
Before or after Cecile?
Afterwards.
Who, if I may press the question?
Mr. Ward.
Oh, you must be mistaken, Miss Beaton. I left before Cecile. Mr. Chan himself knows that.
Please, Mr. Ward.
Thank you, Inspector. I had not finished. I saw Mr. Ward, Mr. Romano, and Dr. Swan all leave the room after Cecile.
Thank you so much.
Well, that certainly is a revelation. But can pretty Leslie Beaton be mistaken in the time? We know that Mr. Ward left the room before Cecile did. We'll have to leave it to Inspector Chan as to whether Leslie Beaton's statement confuses or clears the issue in doubt. After you have heard from your sponsor, Inspector Chan will be with us again.
Thank you.
Chan. We all admire your ability to pick the apt Chinese phrase to suit the occasion. What do you have for us tonight?
Mr. Wilson, I've been thinking about Miss Beaton's remark. And when I am ready to question same, I will be thinking of ancient Chinese advice.
Yes?
Advice has it that there are three things the wise man does not do. He does not plow the sky, he does not paint pictures on the water, and he does not argue with the woman.
Good advice, that indeed, Inspector Chan. Thank you, and good night. The most delightfully fascinating character in the realms of mystery, Charlie Chan. At Dudley Ward's home, Pine View, at Lake Tahoe, Charlie Chan is engaged in trying to find the person who murdered Landini, the opera singer. Suspicion points with equal force to Ward, Romano, Swan, and Ryder, all at one time or another married to Landini. Leslie Beaton, too, falls under suspicion because of her intense dislike of Landini, who had been engaged to Hugh Beaton. Leslie Beaton is being questioned by Inspector Chan and Don Holt, the sheriff, when she makes the statement that immediately previous to hearing the shot, she saw Mr. Ward, Mr. Romano, and Mr. Swan all leave the study.
Sit down, Miss Beaton, please.
Yes, here in this chair.
Thank you.
Your statement, Miss Beaton, if I may say so without reflection on your veracity, is most extraordinary. You say that immediately previous to firing of shot, you saw Mr. Ward, Mr. Romano, and Dr. Swan all leave study.
That's correct, Inspector Chan.
Then, if you remember, in what order? Who was first?
Oh, please. Please, Inspector. Must I answer these questions?
So sorry, but we, Sheriff and I, must insist.
Half a minute, Inspector. Tell me, Miss Beaton, what's the trouble? I know you're upset. That's natural. But now you look frightened. Don't you think so, Chan?
Indeed, I do. If little lady feels like confiding in us, I'm sure that what she says will be held in confidence. Always provided it does not materially alter case.
You're right. I am afraid. Dreadfully afraid.
Of what, dear lady? Afraid of what?
You ask me that. Here we are, living in this gloomy house, virtually locked up. Until a few minutes ago, a body lying in this very room. Somewhere in this same house, a murderer. One of us. A killer who killed for no reason that you've been able to discover.
But, my dear, Leslie, Miss Beaton, you really don't want to feel this way.
I can't help it. I can't rest. I was in the next room, remember that. And the murderer, whoever he is, knows that. I must have seen the murderer leave. And the murderer knows that, too. You, both of you, have me here questioning me. The murderer knows that. If
If he thinks for a moment that I've disclosed anything that will lead to his discovery, do you think that he'll spare me? No, he won't. He'll kill me as he killed Landini. And you both know it.
I'm so sorry, Miss Beaton, that you should have endured this mental anguish. Must plead guilty to not having thought of your extremely dangerous position. I fear that you have justification for your alarm.
You're doggone right she has, Inspector. The fellow who killed Landini won't draw the line at killing anyone who is likely to know too much.
And don't forget, my scarf in the dead woman's hands, my brooch beside her body. I don't want to be unjust, but I can't help but feel that someone put them there to implicate me.
You have every justification for these thoughts, Miss Beaton. Will you listen to suggestion from me, proffered in all humility?
Certainly, Mr. Chan.
It is no false truth to say that solitude is good for the soul. Placidity is offspring of solitude. And I humbly suggest that you retire to your own rooms, perhaps to read. I have some books, and they are yours, and you are welcome.
You, both of you are so kind.
Even policeman underneath gold badge has heart which beats. Do as I suggest. Sheriff will gladly accompany you to your room while I question Ah Sing, who is listening outside door.
What's that?
Yes, Ah Sing. Send him in, please, while you take little lady to room.
Thank you, Mr. Chan, for being so understanding.
That, Miss Beaton, is my pleasure. Well, Ah Sing, what were you doing?
Maybe minding my own business.
Listen to me. This is murder case. You answer question number one time, or a sheriff lock you in big jail.
Danny Horty? Him a locking me up? Him all the same a little boy.
Little boy represent law. You understand? Tangi, assassin, that's no good, eh?
Oh, tamore. Yeah, tamore.
This is very serious, Ah Sing. You understand? You last person to see Madame Landini alive?
Well, not me, I understand. No can help.
Sing, you are holding something back. Not telling all you know.
Oh, you're all the same crazy. Me telling you everything.
Sing.
Uh-huh.
I want you to look, see these two cigarette boxes. The one...
Me look and see.
They've been changed. Lids are on proper boxes.
Sure. Me change it. Me find them.
You were told to leave things as they were.
Oh, I suppose that you're no lucky. Me change it back.
No, Sing. There's no need now. That is all. Please send Mr. Ryder to see me. And, Sheriff, if you will be so kind.
Yeah.
So, Ah Sing, he changed lids on box. What is matter that I cannot grasp? What is that something which my friend Inspector Duff of Scotland Yard would call essential clue? Where is missing link? What is meaning of pink scarf in dead woman's hand? What is meaning of red lid on yellow box? Oh, come in, Sheriff. You find me talking to self, searching for a reason of failure.
We've got to get this thing cleared up. For her, for Miss Beaton's sake, and for both our reputations.
Reputation is not even secondary consideration. Wise man makes difficulty to be overcome first business. Success is only following consideration. Did you meet Ah Sing?
No, why?
Observe, if you please, cigarette boxes.
Lids back on the proper boxes.
Yes. Ah Sing blandly admits he made change.
And for what reason?
I did not press for answer. It would be useless to question Ah Sing in present mood. Ah Sing is lying. Alas, too many people besides murderer are lying.
You mean someone is trying to cover up? Trying to help the murderer?
Impossible at present moment to say. Possibly that someone thinks someone else murderer.
I get you.
Young Beaton thinking his sister did it. Miss Beaton thinking her brother did it. Swan trying to throw the blame on Miss Beaton. And then Cecile hating Landini because she was making up to her husband. Cecile has as good a motive as any of the others.
That, my dear Sheriff, we do not know. We are only guessing, which, as I said, is expensive habit. So far, nothing connects Cecile with murder, and yet, as you say, she is possible selection. Note, if you please, peculiar situation. Perhaps not peculiar to you, but to me. Up to this moment, unheard of, five people not accounted for a time of murder, and of five, no one offers alibi.
By the way, we didn't ask Miss Beaton about the order in which we saw Ward, Romano, and Swan leave the study.
It is immaterial at this moment. So far, we have failed to approach any more closely murderer.
Yes, I agree.
But person who fired misleading shot, what of him or her?
I see what you mean. The person who fired that second shot is also the murderer.
Either the murderer or the accomplice.
Accomplice. I hadn't thought of that.
I am thinking of saying that secret shared by two people is no longer secret. Perhaps while we may face possibility of matching our minds against two brains instead of one, we also have on our side greater opportunity to observe differences in stories. Be pleased to come in. Oh, Mr. Ryder.
Yes, Chan. Another inquisition, I suppose.
Inquisition is a very harsh word, Mr. Ryder.
No more harsh than your high-handed treatment in keeping us here. Me, for instance. You were with me when the shot was heard. I couldn't possibly be guilty.
Quite so, Mr. Ryder. And being so certain that blame cannot attach itself to you, why do you continue in disagreeable manner to refuse to benefit us with your assistance?
I'm no stool pigeon. Let the police find their own criminals.
I have, to a certain extent in past, overlooked your attitude, Mr. Ryder.
Naturally, since you were with me when the crime was committed, and so you couldn't possibly browbeat me into any semblance of fear.
So sorry, Mr. Ryder, that you placed that interpretation on my efforts, solving brutal murder. But now, situation has changed. You have no more alibi than anyone else.
What? What's that?
Since you so much desire to always have things said by properly constituted authorities, I will ask Mr. Sheriff to explain.
You see, Mr. Ryder, the shot we heard didn't kill Landini.
No? I suppose there was more than one shot.
There was. Landini was already dead when the shot you heard was fired. She was killed possibly 4 minutes before you heard the shot.
And she was killed very probably standing on balcony outside window. You were looking out other window at time of approach of aeroplane, noise of which covered up shot. Who did you see?
I refuse to say.
Ah, but you admit that you saw someone?
I admit nothing.
Mr. Ryder, if you persist in this attitude, I'm sorry, but I'll have to arrest you.
Very well. If you will have it, you will. I saw...
Yes, Mr. Ryder, we are waiting.
I saw Miss Beaton.
Again, suspicion is directed against pretty Leslie Beaton. But from the look on Don Holt's face, we gather that he believes that it is only Ryder's effort to divert suspicion from himself. After you have listened to your sponsor's message, Inspector Chan will be with us again with another of his quaint philosophical sayings. Chan, you said something about success being only secondary to the difficulty to be overcome. Can you enlarge upon that?
Delighted, Mr. Wilson. Luck and opportunity alone are not the foundation of success. Success is child born of hard work and comes to man who works calmly and well and knows for what he's working.
Thank you, Inspector Chan, and good night.
It has been an honor, Mr. Wilson. Good night.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.